Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on July 14, 1979. The message is given here in its entirety. What you are going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky
over the trees is becoming very lighted. The light is so brilliant, it's so clear-cut that it gives you the impression that you're looking through glass. It's a sharp, deep light. There's no human way I can explain it nor put it into words. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is beginning to open up in a circular pattern. And coming through the center of the host-like circle is Our Lady. Oh, Our Lady looks absolutely beautiful. She has on a different colored outfit than I have seen her with in the past. She has on a brown dress, very loose about her, like a gown, a very full gown. And her mantle is a light-colored tan. Our Lady is carrying in her left arm, a baby, it's Jesus. Our Lady is carrying Jesus in her left arm, and she has extended in her right hand a scapula, a very large, dark brown scapular. I can see no figures on it. It's a piece of cloth, and it's made with two strings. Now Our Lady is holding Jesus very close to her, and she's placing the scapular now about her head. So that one piece must be in the rear. I can't see behind Our Lady's cape. And one is coming down now onto her chest. Our Lady is looking all about and smiling. The light is very brilliant. Now Jesus, he looks like he may be around a year and a half old. He has on also an ecru colored gown. His feet are bare, but the gown is very full and loose, coming down to his fingers almost. Now Jesus is reaching over to Our Lady, and from about her belt, he is bringing forth Our Lady's beautiful, I would say, as we on earth would do, our children would play with the beads. But Jesus is acting very grown up, very mature, and he's holding the beads out in front of him, the beautiful beads with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys. But now Jesus is holding up the crucifix. Like this, the infant, and extending the crucifix far out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is very pleased. Now she's placing both her arms about the infant and holding him very close. Now she's raising her first finger to her lips. My child and my children, as I look about you, my heart is lifted a bit from the great sadness that has torn apart my heart and the hearts of many who are in heaven. As a child, I remember my son Jesus, how he grew up with love and great care in spirituality. Oh, my children, I have counseled you through many appearances upon your earth in countless earth years to guard your homes, protect your children, and bring a firm foundation of their faith to them. Because when they leave your homes, they enter now a world that is in now full control by Lucifer and his agents from hell. They form the group known as 666, the forces of evil. Oh, my children and parents, I counsel you as your mother. I come to you with dire forebodings for your children in my heart, because many are now straying into the web created by Lucifer of false religions and the occult. You must understand that the forces of evil are cunning in their trickery. They will not expose themselves to you in their true light. They work behind a screen. My child and my children, I will explain this to you more simply. Do not be deceived by the mushrooming centers that house diabolical agents from hell that are now encased in a human body. The candles your children are spending your hard-earned money for, the black candles, are signs of Lucifer and hell. They are used in the desecration of the true sacrifice, the holy sacrifice of the Mass upon earth. Do not laugh and think it has become a big myth in your nation and other nations of the world that there is not murders being committed in the name of ritualistic sacrifices to Satan. Many children and young have disappeared, never again to be seen, as they were disposed of after being used as sacrifice to Satan, Lucifer. It did not happen overnight, my children. It took planning and years of planning. I warned you many years ago to pray, do penance, make sacrifices of atonement. My child, you did well to create and restore the grotto asked of you. In the future, I will reveal to you the full plan for placing the children of Fatima in your yard. I have asked, I have pleaded, I have begged as your mother that our clergy do not fall prey to all modes of humanism and modernism. I have cried countless tears upon you, my children, as I watched, as I called out to you as your mother, as you hardened your hearts and closed your ears to my pleadings, as you rejected me at La Salette, so have you rejected me now in America and many parts of the world. I have come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. I have come to you because the Eternal Father in the Trinity has deemed that I come forward because I too know the frailties of human nature, the obstacles on your road to heaven, the temptations and the sins of the flesh that are sending many now fast into hell. My children, the United States of America shall suffer a great calamity that will claim many lives. My heart is torn because I know now that many will not be saved. I have cautioned, I have directed, I have appealed to all mankind to turn back from the road that is leading to a world destruction. While your leaders throughout your world are crying for peace and security, they prepare for war. False faces and fronts do they present in the news medias as they prepare for war. Oh, my children, wars are a punishment for man's sins. There is little time left. Dates are not given for what will a date produce but a temporary reversal from sin. And as soon as the danger passes, man will soon forget and go back onto the road to perdition. Man never learns from history or his past. As it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the United States and in all other nations of the world, unless you turn back now. Your greatest armor is prayer and faith. Believe in my son, and you will be given the way. Do not reject the sacramentals. You have become worldly, my children. You reject the sacramentals, but you are now purchasing all manner of worldly trinkets. You bedeck your home with sin and sinful caricatures, but you cast aside the saints. Clergy in my son's house, his church upon earth, will you not return for the children, the statues, the monuments of faith. The children must have a firm foundation. Their minds are not matured enough to know in feeling within the heart the existence of peoples in heaven. These statues, monuments, must be returned to my son's churches. More honor must be given to the Eucharist. Women have become immoral. Men have debased their bodies. Homosexuality is rampant throughout your country and all the nations of the world. Your leaders are lax and corrupt. There are very few voices with authority crying out against the sins that shall bring destruction upon your nation and many nations of the world. The greatest responsibility for the salvation of your children shall now be with the parents. Many of your medias, I will say, all of your medias now, my children, have been infiltrated and controlled. I have asked you to read the Book of Love and Life, the Bible. Read with your children. Many graces shall be given to all who read and study and learn. There are many false prophets now teaching doctrines of demons. You must protect your children from falling in with them. False prophets trying to build a church of man and no angels to guide them. A church of secularism, humanism, socialism, communism, and Satanism. The Eternal Father, my children, is most merciful. I stand before him daily, pleading for your cause, asking for more time for penance to be done by many. But these many have become few. My children, kneel before your God in the Eucharist. Do not stand like you stand in meeting halls, but kneel and give him a just love and observance of honor. Oh, my children, when my son returns upon your earth, will he find even a flicker of faith left in the hearts of mankind? In the days of Sodom, so too were men giving themselves over to all the pleasures of the flesh, eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. All manner of sinful lusts were being committed. Men shameful with men, women casting aside their role for motherhood and lusting after women, as it was in the days of Sodom. So now is this black cloud over America. The Eternal Father has a plan. But this plan shall bring great sorrow to the hearts of many. My children, how long can I hold back this terrible chastisement from upon mankind? It truly rains teardrops from heaven. Our Lady now, she's holding Jesus very, very tightly in her left hand arm. And now Jesus is passing her the rosary, which she's been holding. Now Lady is extending the golden crucifix, the beautiful large golden crucifix on her rosary, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children. In the name of the Eternal Father, the Son, and the Spirit of Life, continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. There will be many accidents that are not accidents, my children. Many young children shall be removed from the world in a plague.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
My child, I give you the choice of which parish to register in.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
At present, it would be more prudent if you return to the Infant Jesus parish.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee.
Later,
art thou among women.
I will direct
blessed
you
is the fruit of thy womb.
Back to the parish in your area.
Hail Mary.
Perhaps we can change some of the ways of the clergy that disturb my son much.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee.
There cannot be a church of my son looking like a Quaker meeting place. It is a house of God, my children and my child. My son's church is of the house of God. And all come to honor him. They do not come to have a social gathering.
Hail Mary.
There must be holiness returned to my son's church. This responsibility weighs heavily on the shoulders of the clergy, the hierarchy. I assure you, my clergy, unless you act immediately upon the counsel from heaven, many mitres shall fall into hell.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Pictures. Becoming a very deep pink, a beautiful deep pink, and high above Our Lady statue. I
can see Jesus coming through the sky. He's wearing a very deep burgundy robe, and he has on a beige gown. I can see the marks in his feet and his hands. His hair is very loose, flowing about him. Now he's looking about, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My child and my children, I will not add upon my mother's message. My child, I gave you the test to come to the grounds this evening. I will not tax you much farther, my child. My mother's message shall be conclusive for this evening. My child, as you are bedded, I ask that you pray constantly for the clergy. I do not promise to improve your health, my child. There are always thorns with the roses. I ask that all who assist you, my child, will continue to do so. They have been well tested by your previous absence. The message from heaven must go throughout the world, for the time is growing short. We expect now apostles on foot delivering the message from heaven door to door. My child, I will not restore your health, for you have accepted in the past with the affirmative my question to you in relation to victim souls. You will pray constantly for the clergy, my child and my children. From your bedside, my child, you will soon be unable to go down to the grotto. You will extend your hands out in the sign of the cross and repeat, my God, I adore, I trust, I love, and I guide by you alone. I ask this not of all, but of you, my child. And raising your hands, you will say daily from your bed, O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. An act of contrition will also be recited daily for the dying, my child. an act of contrition, and three Hail Marys for the daily who will die each day.
Holy Mary,
now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, with graces for your salvation. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Pray constantly, my child. You will have no fear. The time has not come.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on July 14, 1979. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.